both to respect the property owner's rights and for your safety, please remain in your vehicle within the public right-of-way on the road shoulder. Samuel Walker's mill was right next to you between here and the bridge. A dam and a mill pond was to the left of the road. In March of 1781, the British Army of Lieutenant General Lord Charles Cornwallis had won, but been badly injured at, the Battle of Guilford Courthouse in today's Greensboro. After spending time on or near the battlefield, Cornwallis moved to Bell's Mill west of here. At some point, he decided to go to Cross Creek, modern Fayetteville, to recover within the safety of a Loyalist region. On Thursday, March 22, 1781, the army stopped here. More than 2,000 people would have camped over 2 square miles extending onto some of Husband's land. They huddled around campfires, Cornwallis having ordered the army's tent wagons destroyed before the battle to move faster. Besides the soldiers, many of them wounded, there were camp followers and possibly some Loyalist refugees and people escaping slavery. They left the next day in the direction you are facing for Dixon's Mill, mentioned above. Walker's Mill may have been replaced in the 1820s, and that building existed into the 1950s. The dam, still visible across the road when leaves are down, was purposely breached in that decade to prevent an uncontrolled break when a hurricane came through. To your right is the remodeled Miller's House, dating before the Civil War.